A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and the rod of his fury will fail. Whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor. Drive out a scoffer, and strife will go out, and quarreling and abuse will cease. He who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king as his friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the traitor. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets." The mouth of forbidden women is a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far from him. Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips. That your trust may be in the Lord, I have made them known to you, even to you. Have I not written for you 30 sayings of counsel and knowledge, to make you know what is right and true, that you may give a true answer to those who sent you? For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your
fortune cookie and bread, your infinite capacity for patience will be rewarded sooner or later. I found it amusing. So I kept it and put it in my wallet. I'm afraid it's easy to treat the proverbs of Scripture about the same way as we may such fortunes or other short, pithy sayings. Many times they boil down to some life lesson, and it's all in just a brief, memorable sentence. Such sayings are broad brush. They aren't terribly nuanced, but they generally hold true. They describe life the way it is, the way we experience it. But that's not why Proverbs is included in the Scriptures. As you know, Hebrew wisdom literature, of which the book of Proverbs is a prime example, doesn't simply wish to provide laws that describe general truths about human interactions, somewhat analogous to the laws of nature that describe inanimate parts of creation, gravity or thermodynamics, or such things. Hebrew philosophers, that is, lovers of wisdom, intended the proverbs they recorded to reveal the truth about people as creatures of God. God's creation is an orderly creation. That's what makes any scientific investigation possible. God ordered nature in such a way that it follows rules. But not just nature. He also provided for order among his human creatures. And as he rules over nature, so he rules also over humanity. That's why it's true that thorns and snares are the way of the crooked, that whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and that whoever opposes the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty. God has established the world, and he rules over it in such a way that these things hold true. Sooner or later, his justice will catch up with those who insist on going their own way. That's not explicit in every single proverb, but some of them make it very clear. For instance, the eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he overthrows the traitor. Or, the mouth of a forbidden woman is a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry will fall into it. Vengeance belongs to the Lord, the Proverbs teach. He will repay, whether through governing authorities or other people or his own divine intervention. At the center of the book of Proverbs, then, is the truth that the wise man takes God into account. Or to use biblical vocabulary, the wise man fears God. To live as if there were no God is to be a fool. Because there is a God who sees all things and is all powerful, and thus can respond to rebellion against his will. Thus, in the book of Proverbs, wisdom, along with its opposite folly, are all about whether one recognizes that God exists and that he is God. Anyone who reads Proverbs without this central truth in mind simply won't understand the book. The final verses in today's reading make this clear. Solomon urges, "Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips. That your trust may be in the Lord, I have made them known to you today, even to you. Have I not written them, 30 sayings of counsel and knowledge, to make you know what is right and true? That you may give a true answer to those who sent you?" Solomon's express purpose in recording these wise sayings was that the one who read them might trust in the Lord. The Lord wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so with warning and promise, by law and gospel, the Lord speaks to us in his word, calling us to godly fear and a firm trust in him. On the cross, the Lord Jesus, as the Lamb of God, took away the sin of the whole world. In his body, he received the punishment for the sin of everyone, from Adolf Hitler to Mother Teresa. But though Jesus paid for the sin of all, not all have received that salvation. For salvation comes through faith. And so our Lord still calls to us through the apostolic proclamation, and also Solomon calls us sinners to fear, love, and trust in him, to turn away from unbelief and doubt, and to rely on Jesus' blood and righteousness, which provide forgiveness, life, and salvation. The Lord grant you then to attend to and believe his word, that through it he may make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Then his mercy and grace will pursue you throughout your life until he welcomes you into his heavenly home for eternity. You have his word on it. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.